נאמר בתלמוד, מקדש ראשון מפני מחרב. The first בית המקדש, why was destroyed? מפני שלושה דברים, for three things, שהיו בו. עבודת אלילים, גילוי עריות ושפיכות דמים. Was עבודה זרה, was adultery. Yes, that's the way you say גילוי עריות.
There's immoral relations.
Yeah. Immorality.
Immorality.
Immorality. Shefichut damim, and they kill the other person on each other. Our mikdash sheni shayu oskim b'torah b'mitzvot v'gimurot chasadim b'pnei macharav. But the second bet mikdash that they were learning Torah and they make gimurot chasadim. What were the problem? B'pnei sheita bo sinat chinam. La'mitchash shekula sinat chinam keneged shelosh averot. Avodat elilim gilui arov v'shefichut damim. How bad is sinat chinam? What sinat chinam? Just hit the other one for no reason. So I hear a beautiful explanation. Wow. But sinat chinam. The Ashut explanation is you just hit him for no reason. Yeah? That's the pshat. A little bit drasha on the sinat chinam. An example, if a teacher comes to a school, he goes to a class, he says, please all the kids, I don't want anybody to play when I'm giving the class. Yeah. So he started the class. After a few minutes, he said, one of the kids playing. So we call him, come here. He take a sword and cut the head, the hand of the kid. So the parents, when they see that, they go crazy. He says, the teacher, when you out of your mind. He says, no, I have a reason. Yes, what's the reason? He was playing when I said, that's the reason. That's called sinat chinam. Yes, of course you have a reason. You fight with the other one, and you hit him. Yeah? But for what? For a small thing. The reason that you have does not justify the punishment that you're doing. Sinat chinam is so bad that the person is going to get so much punished, the one that you wanted to be the other one, yes? It's going to be so much punished because of the sinat chinam, yeah, that it's not towards the reason. What he did for you? What? He cut the shirt, yeah? So, but the punishment that we're getting for this sinat chinam, it's not worth it already. Listen, I understand if I break your shirt, I break your shirt, but I cannot kill you because you break my shirt. So the reason that you're giving me, it's not enough. It's not that what you saw somebody walking on the street or I hit him. No. Sinat chinam is, you do have a reason, but the reason doesn't justify what the hit did you have. It's a small thing. It's like the teacher cutting the hand of the student because he was playing. Yes, he has a reason, but this is a reason to do something like that? No. That's sinat chinam. That's why it's so bad. Because when there is sinat chinam, there's so many gezerot coming to the world. So bad things coming. But all I see that two people, they have sinat chinam on each other, so that you see, it's worse to see if this guy that has hit on the other one, yes? That they hit the other one. He will see the punishment that come to the world. He will take. He says, "I love my friend," because he sees so much. But the problem is, we don't see that. It is nonsense. That's a beautiful pshat. Harilano et homen avon sinat chinam. Talahat kama vekama kesho yesh halil sinat ben bal ishto. Kol shikem when his husband and wife who barul meot shim ba'avon sinat chinam nechera bet amigdash. Hare shim bet amigdash ibnei bimirav yamiru mitzvot avat chinam. That's for sure. That if the Avon Sinat Chinam was destroyed in for the Nehra Bet HaMikdash, the Bet HaMikdash Ibane Bimera Yameno B'mitzvat Avat Chinam. We have to fix that and to have Avat Chinam. That means, yes, you love the other one, even if he didn't do nothing, a very small thing. Yes, and you love and you respect him very much. Understand? But for that, you have to have a Karat Ato. To love the other one, Avat Chinam, is when a person has a Hakarat HaTov. The problem is, we don't have a Hakarat HaTov. We believe that we all deserve. So, wait to say thank you. if your wife goes to the cleaners and picks up your cleaner, then she wants for her too. So in the way she brings mine, so I have to say thank you. So Ahavat Hinan means when you have to appreciate it. And she cooks, she has to cook for the kids also. Doesn't cook for me. So she puts another potato in there. So, but see, that's why, but when you know, that's when the Gemara says, what's Shachen Tov? Shachen Tov, he says, whatever prepare the Baal HaBayit, prepare only for me. Yeah? Gemara says, what's the difference between Shachen Tov and Shachen Ra? Oreach Tov, I'm sorry, Oreach Tov and Oreach Ra. Oreach Tov Omer, כל מה שתרח בעל הבית, לא תרח אלה בשבילי. Whatever the בעל הבית prepared, everything was for me. Oreach Ra says, no, he has to eat also. He's enjoying also. he doesn't have who else to share. He brought me in. That's Oreach Ra. Oreach Tov says, prepare for me. So who is right? Tell me who is right. Really, tell
me. They're both right.
They both are right, yeah?
But it's a matter of perspective.
Of perspective, yeah. It's what do you want to see? You can see, really says, listen, he has to eat also, and he did it for himself, and in the middle he makes a mitzvah with me. But the other one says, no, whatever he did for me. So if you have the good eye to see, yeah, so you can get to Ahavat Hinam. The Ahavat Hinam, the Sinat Hinam, come on the eyes that you have. If you have a good eye, you have Ahavat Hinam. If you have a bad eye, you have a Sinat Hinam. ומסבע לצדיק רבי רפאל מברשית שעשה קרבות בשכנת שלום בן אדם לחברו בניס לאשתו ואחת השנים את אישה ויהב הלך להשכין שלום בבית ישבב רבו ביניהם בבית שישבב רבו ביניהם one day in אישה ויהב he went to visit a house that the people that they lived there was fighting שאלו וכי אפשר לדחות את הדבר לאחר תשעה ויהב why did you wait till after תשעה ויהב to make sure it has to be תשעה ויהב תשעה ויהב is the day that you crying for the בית המקדש רבי רפאל בית המקדש הרבי של עמון סינת חינם על כן דווקא ביום החורבן עלינו לעסוק בעציית שלום וחורבן בית המקדש was destroyed for סינת חינם so we gotta do something it's right now we come to the shul and cry סינת חינם תשעריו you have to do something so he says what's more important than the day of תשעריו to go and make shalom between two people so that's called אהבת חינם נאמר בתלמוד תנא אומר רבי ישמעאל גדול השלום שאפילו הקדוש ברוך הוא שינה בו שנאמר ותצחק שרה בקרבה למור אחרי בלותי הייתה לי עדנה ואדוני זקן ואחר כך כתוב ויאמר השם אל אברהם למה זה צחק השרה למור האף אומנם מלאת ואני זקנתי פירלן what happened when שרה אמנו hear that I'm going to have a baby yes a child so she laughed yes So he says it like this. ותצחק שרה בקרבה למור. אחרי בלותי הייתה לי עדנה ואדוני זקן. My wife is old one. She didn't say about her. She was not young. She says, ואדוני זקן. So he says, ואחר כך כתוב ביום השם, למה זה צחק שרה למור? אף אמונה מן זקנתי. He changed. כלומר, שרה באמת אמרה לאברהם ואדוני זקן. אבל כשגילה כזו הולכו את הדבר לאברהם, אמר לו, שרה אמרה, ואני זקנתי. ושנייה דבר בני השלום. And for sure to Abraham Avinu wouldn't bother. I'm sure. I wouldn't bother if you call him Zaken. Yeah? But still, Mipenei HaShalom, his Baranam is teaching us, how you talk, yes, Mipenei HaShalom, you are allowed to change like this. Things falls on the right place. And I guess that's where Aharon learned from. Aharon used to go to you, you know, he wants to make Shalom. He told the one, you know, he told him he wants to make Shalom with you.
Even though he's like lying, but he's doing it for the sake of Shalom.
Yeah, no, it's not lying, because every person wants to do good. It's the Yetzer Hara that doesn't let. The ego.
Yeah.
I hear a beautiful pshat. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tzatza. Hayom. Ketubah Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer went to... Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was going to in a different city, and on the way he saw a very ugly person. You remember this Gemara? You hear? Saw an ugly person. He told him, "Kama mechuar akeli hazeh? How bad do you look?" So he says, "Are you complaining of me? Go ask Bara Olam." So, Rabbi Eliezer saw that the mistake. Yes, it's right. How you embarrass somebody? Please forgive me. So, no, I don't forgive you. So he was running after him. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. So the whole city came to welcome Rabbi Eliezer, and he saw what happened. They really what happened. He said, listen, it's the rabbi. Forgive me. So he says, okay, for you guys, I forgive them. I forgive him. Beautiful. That's the Gemara. We need explanation to Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to go to embarrass like this a person. You will go, you see an ugly person. You will tell him like this. How you do that? I understand if you fight with the other person, you say bad things. But you're not going to go to a street and say, how ugly are you? Who is going to do that? Elizabeth, Rabbi Eliezer, what is it? You know, Rabbi Eliezer is going to do something like that for sure, man. Yeah. So what's the explanation? You know, Bomba Hadish right here. It says it like this. He says, the Zohar, the Ari HaKadosh, when he look at see the person, he can see from the face of the person what the Avrot he does, what the Mitzvot he does. Because he knew how to read the partu, the face of the person, say everything. You see, even the CIA and FBI, all these things, they have many things that they see, how your eyes, how you look, you see set. I saw a ketaba of this. But this is Shuyot. We're talking here more deep. They can read mamash the face. Right. Not Kabbalah, no nothing, no Nebuot, no. Really, from looking at your face, they can read. Yes, it's a limud that we don't understand, but that is. So, when Rabbi Eliezer saw this guy, he says, Kama mechuara keliyazeh, he didn't talk about the beauty of the person, of the physically one. He's talking about how Rasha this person is. So he says, how come you Rasha? So he asked him, maybe your whole city is like this, so it's not your fault. The whole city is like this. He says, so go complain to Bora Olam, what that means. He says, Bora Olam make me like this. He give me a Yetzirah very big. I cannot handle it. So Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, he's right. Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, he's right. I cannot complain of him. He's telling you, really, I want to do good. But my Yetzirah Ra that I have, it's very big. So go complain to Bora Olam, what he give me such a Yetzirah Ra. So when they came to the city, the people told him, forgive him. Yes? So they said, because of you. What do you mean, because of you? Because there's too many people like this. So I'm not the only one. So really, the complaint, it's not because I'm good. It's the other people in the city. We are the same. We're not in that level. We reshine. So I can forgive him. You understand? So the Hadush is that every person wants to be good. But the Yetzirah that we have is very big. Mm-hmm. Catch the Hadush? Let's learn the Gemara of Pashtut. Rabbi Eliezer went to a city. On the way he found a person. And he saw that it is an ugly person. He said, come on, mechwara ke Eliezer.
I got the question. The end part I understand. So the community is going up to the Rasha.
No. So let me tell the Maase. Yes. Maybe I specify to the Maase. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you all city that ugly people like you.
Maybe the whole city is ugly.
Ugly like you.
Meaning they're rashaim.
Eh?
Meaning it's they're rashaim.
No, I'm not going to. Let's go there. So he says, don't blame on me.
Blame
on Bara Olam. Okay. He created me. Okay. Yeah. So when the people come to welcome Rabbi Eliezer, and they saw what happened, he says, maybe you even that you forgive him. You know, it's Rabbi Eliezer, so maybe you forgive him, the rabbi.
Okay.
So he says, only because of you guys, I forgive them. Because you insist. What exactly? The Chata Pasut is, Rabbi Eliezer, he embarrassed somebody, he didn't want to forgive, but because people insist, the coward of the people, they insist on him, forgive. So he says, okay, you know what, I forgive them. But really he doesn't deserve, I should forgive him. Only because you insist me.
Rabbi Eliezer doesn't deserve.
Doesn't deserve.
Okay.
Well, why he making fun of me, why?
Right.
I created myself.
Right.
The problem is here that we have to understand that it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Eliezer come to a person and tell him how ugly you are.
Right.
Yeah? The worst person is not going to do that. Right. Who's going to go and complain? Rabbi Eliezer what? He cares about, what about Rabbi Yeshua? Remember the Gemara? One time the daughter of a king said to Rabbi Yeshua, such a smart person is in such an ugly keli. Yes? So Rabbi Yeshua answered to the girl, says, yeah, let me ask you something. Where your father keeps the wine? He says, I guess, the barrels, you know. He says, such expensive wine in Hungary, this one? He says, you're right, Rabbi. So what should I do? He says, no, tell your father that you have to switch it to the gold and silver. So the lady went, give the order, everything to be switched. After a week, the father drinks the wine. You see, he says, bring another one. It's bad. So he tell the people, well, what happened? He says, oh, everything got like this. So tell me, Rabbi Yeshua told me like this. Tell to the daughter. Yeah. So Rabbi Yeshua tell him, yes, you see, good stuff, you have to keep it in ugly. So what did he do? He come to complain on the guy. Embarrassing guy like this. So what's the explanation? When Rabbi Yehuda was talking how ugly you are, not about ugly on the personality, on the outside. Ugly on the inside, on the Averot. You are Rasha Merusha. So he says, what, you all city like this on Rashaim also? Maybe you come from Sedom Amora? So he says, no. Go and complain to Bora Olam. Why, Bora Olam give me such a Yetzirah like this big, and I cannot handle it. So don't blame on me. I want to be good. But I don't have enough power to bless. Yeah. The last part is that he tell him, because of you guys, because of the Rabbim, I forgive. What that means? The Rabbim, the old city, were not Tzadikim also. So he says, oh, what he says Rabbi Eliezer? That if all the people are not good, yeah, so it's not that you're guilty, the whole place is like this. So what are you expecting me to be the good one? The whole place is like, we live now in our generation. Rabbi Eliezer comes and says, okay, you live in 2012. Rahmanut on you guys. What do you guys? Yeah? So he says, oh, because of you, he says, I forgive. It means we go back to the original that he says that maybe if the whole people are bad, yeah, so I have an excuse like.
Right.
You understand? But Rabbi Eliezer tell him, what, you all people in the city are like you, so you're not guilty. If the whole city are bad, right, so you're not guilty. What it was, that's what I born. I'm born in people like this.
Right.
If I born, if a success, we learn in the Aftarah, 2 weeks ago, Pesach Tolle Dot. So beautiful. Ve'atzav Saneti, you remember? He says, מעשה דבר השם אל ישראל ביד מלאכי. אהבתי אתכם, אמר השם. I love you guys. ואמרתם, במה אהבתנו? למה? הלא אחסב ליעקב. אנחנו החיים של עשב. והם הוא עשב אהב את יעקב. ואת עשב שנאתי. ואשים את הרב שממה ונחלתו לתמיד מדבר. זה האדם היחידי שבעולם אני שונא אותו. למה אתה שונא את עשב? הוא עושה לי. זה הכי ראשון שיש. יש רשעים יותר גרוע מהם. זה למה את עשב שנאתי? גדל בבית של יצחק, אח של יעקב, בבית של אברהם, והוא שום דבר, נשמע חידוש, נזכרתי חידוש. חבל לזמן. פרשת השבוע.
ובכל זאת הוא ירשע.
ובכל זאת הוא ירשע. למה? שמעתי חידוש, חבל לזמן. השבוע. כתוב בפרשה, כתוב בפרשה ככה. וישו ועשיו, כתוב ש... עשה בא, נפגש, הוא היה 400 איש עמו, אמר, אני אתן לך כמה אנשים שיעזרו לך. אמרת לו, לא בסדר, לא, אתה תלך. אז כתוב בפרשה ש וישב עשיו לדרכו סעידה. כתוב ויאמר עשיו, הציגה נעימך מן העם אשר איתי, take some of my people, I have 400 people, you need help. ויאמר לי, למה זה ימצא חן בעיני? אז אני, ארומן. וישב ביום ההוא עשיו לדרכו סעידה. הוא חזר עשיו. מה זאת אומרת עשיו? וארבע מאות איש עמו. איפה the 400 people? אומר, ראשי עשיו, Leat leat, everybody left Esav. Yaakov, the difference between Esav and Yaakov, and everybody left. When he got to his city, he was alone.
So where did the other 400 people go?
They stayed with Yaakov. That's Rashi. Omer Rashi. Esav levado. Why? V'dalet mi'ot ish alchu imo nishmetu me'etzlo echad echad. Leat, slowly they left Esav and they go back to Yaakov. ואיך המפרה עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא בימי דוד שנאמר כי 400 שנה לא שרחו על הגמלים בעולם פיין דם בק that they left Esav they went to Yaakov. So שמעתי word beautiful. He says there is people going to the על דרך הדרש, people they going to see a big rabbi, big rabbi, and says wow, I hear a beautiful hiddush. The one says, you know what, I saw him praying, I cannot forget. The other one says, I learned this. Everybody goes and think out. The only person can go to see Yaakov Avinu and not to take anything from him, Esav. Vayasho bayom ahu Esav ledarko se'ida. De oto derech, ledarko. What's the ledarko? He continued like nothing happened. You saw Malach Elokim, you saw the Asara Shevatim, and he didn't learn nothing.
It wasn't changed.
And not only that, why so Rasha Esav? You want to hear Hiddush? Come on, everyone. Katun in Parasha, and tell me this Hiddush. He says, they meet everybody, Vaisa Enav et Enav, Esav, he pick up the eyes, yeah, Vaisa et Enav, Vaya, et Anasim et Ayeladim, he saw the womb and the kids, Vayomer mi el Elav, who is these old people? Who they are? ויאמר הילדים אשר חננני מתלדיך, those are my family that God gave it to me. I'm asking you a question, you invite me to the house, see your wife, your kid, your mother, who they are?
Obviously they're family.
Of course you're family, who is going to be my grandfather? It's my wife, my kid, why you don't see? Who else is going to be? So what he has? We have a meal left, so what do you think they are? Hiddush bomba. He says, of course they are Esav, now that is the kid. When he saw the group, Abraham and Yaakov in the same era, and all the kids, like soldiers, they bound on the Esav 7 times. He saw such a yirah from Kavot on the father. He says, "Mi ele? I don't have this in my house. For where you got such education? How you did something like this? In my house, I have to run for my son. How you make something like this?" What he answered Yaakov? Vayomar hayeladim. אשר חנן אלוהים את עבדיך, what חנן? ראשי תיבות. חלה נרות ענידה. He says, when you have אמהות that they willing to keep the חינוך, you have kids like this. So he saw something. He saw a different. And next פסוק he says, few פסוקים says, וישוב ביום ההוא עשיו לדרכו סעידה. What's לדרכו סעידה? He went back like nothing happened. That's only Esav. You can just go and see Ma'amat Har Sinai like nothing happened. That's Esav. That's the pasuk says. That Esav saneti. You born in an environment. What else you want?
Right.
You have everything. It's not okay, I say, you know what, the environment, the Hebra, they push me out, but what do you want? You have everything, and you complain, and you don't do, that's like a self-sanity. You born as something, maybe a little bit. No, he went back like nothing happened. That's awesome. Okay?
That's very nice.
Okay. Well, so we leave it here.
And we can say that Esav also had a big Yisr Hara.
Eh?
Of
his Yisr Hara? Well, that was the Yisr Hara.
But it should have counteracted, I mean, the fact that he grew up in a good environment should have been enough push to make him be a good person.
Esav, yes. Of course. We have our job. If a person doesn't have challenge in their life, so the person, it's not life, it's a dead person. There's no such a thing. Person in life has challenge. Everybody, we do have a challenge. And we don't have to, every day, the problem, we are lazy. That's the truth. So Esav preferred to be a free man, not to work, not to do nothing. He says, I stay like this, free man. And Yaakov, he preferred to work a little bit harder. And you got, listen, you're going to school, you're working hard till you got your degree. You didn't come free. You see the kids learning. Why you don't say you push, maybe you let him go and sleep. Why are you pushing? You want the kids to be a man chapter? Of course he has to go to the school and to learn. So why for the to come to the school and say something? What are you teaching him? I take kids, the father is praying and everything. And the son says, Rabbi, you know why I don't come to the shul? Because I cannot read. I don't feel good. And I see the father, but your father comes every day to the shul. And you don't care? But now he's 25 years old. How you can do? What you can teach 25 years old? Why we don't teach over here? Slowly by slowly. You come over here. You see one kid, the father went crazy. He says, Father, I want to sit down. 2 years old. By himself. He sit down the whole Tefillah Tarawih. Over there. Oh. He went crazy. Tell him, you see? He saw the other one. That's the one. They give you the example. They see. They want to sit. No problem. They make noise. No, nothing happens. The older one make more noise than them. Okay. Yeah.